ladies and gentlemen, from The Hunt for Red October, James Earl Jones.
W-F-O-D.
Don't panic.
Here we go. Tuesday. I'm so happy it's Tuesday.
It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks begins right fucking now.
Travis,
you go.
Try that over.
Yeah, you gotta start over.
Whoa, that didn't come out right at all, Travis. I'll tell you what. Fuck that up. You know what happened, Travis? Guys, Mike, I'm Mike. Travis, hi, Travis, and Matt.
Hello,
Matt's here.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt. Hello.
Hi,
Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
What happened was. What I usually have done in the entire history of the program is if there was a clip I wanted to play, I would record the clip and I'd put it on the little soundboard, and that way when I wanted to play the clip, I just had the clip. I had it trimmed exactly how I wanted it. And I would do that. But today, I said, you know what? I don't need to do all that. I will just pull the clips up to where I want them on YouTube so that I can play it from YouTube. I don't need to do all of this work. And since I made that decision, since I've like gone with that and I'm looking at the tabs that I have up on my computer, I just say, oh no, I'm gonna fuck this up. So that's where we're at.
And then you did.
I haven't.
And then you fucked it right up, Mike.
I fucked up in other ways. But hopefully the other thing, it goes off without a hitch. I guess we'll see, right?
Yeah. So, Mike, would you say you had a pick of the week? All right, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Travis, we got to talk about this fucking jelly bean guy, right? We got to talk about the jelly bean guy. There's a thing that people don't know about me that I'd like to share. There's a thing that I love. I love music lawsuits. I want to talk about a music lawsuit. And I want to tell you guys about going to the doctor today. Which one do you want to hear first?
I definitely want to hear about you going to the doctor.
You want to lead with that, Matt?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Listen, most of the time your doctor stories can take up an entire episode. So if we don't get to it right away, we might not get to it.
Doctor story's not really all that interesting, Travis, but I feel like I need to share it. I have a mole on my gooch that I wanted a dermatologist to look at because it's getting bigger. It's either getting bigger or I just never noticed it. Now
I
noticed.
Did you do the thing where you draw like a little pin or like a circle around it to see if it was getting bigger, or is this just your imagination?
What do you mean, draw a circle around it, Matt?
Like, you take a pen, you draw a circle around the mole.
Like I take a pen?
Yeah, you or your wife.
Okay.
Preferably your neighbor. They'd take a pen, they draw around the mole, and then like if it gets bigger, it'll go outside of the where you drew the circle.
So I just got to keep drawing the circle, or the circle stays there.
No, you leave the one circle.
Use like a Sharpie.
It washes off.
Use a Sharpie.
Okay.
Get it tattooed.
So I've been putting it off for a while. I also have a cyst on my back.
Oh, gross.
Oh, no.
It's a little,
Joe had a cyst in his back.
It's a little baby guy.
Now he's dead.
So, Joe is dead now.
I go to the goddamn dermatologist, and it's a...
Where on your back is the cyst at?
It's like up by my shoulder.
Up like by your shoulder.
And
what's the lead time on a dermatology appointment? Like when did you make this appointment? Did it take weeks before they could fit you in?
Well, what happened was I made the appointment months ago. Both of these things have been on my body for years.
Oh my God, the cyst has been there for years?
Well, it's Matt, now when I say cyst, you probably imagine a big old thing.
Listen, I don't know if
it's not a big old thing, Matt, a little bitty thing.
Like Joe had a cyst in his back that popped while he was at work once, and I'm talking like an entire roll of paper towels worth of blood and pus came out of his back.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, it was bad. Like the pictures were horrendous.
And then he was just left with a big old pit?
No, because then he had to go to the doctor, who then continued to pop more out of it. Ugh. And then he was left with the pit.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was bad shit right there.
So, and by the way, let me just say, guys, that with drunk not here, when I can do the program in my underpants, mm-hmm. It's nice. I prefer it, I think. I think even when drunk comes back, I might still just do the show in my underpants, and he might just have to deal with it.
Well, yeah, it's your house. Like
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've done the show shirtless
before. Display your authority.
But I'll tell you what, like I'm rolling my balls around a little bit, like with my fingers while I'm talking to you guys.
Now, you worried about scraping that mole that's on your taint?
Well, not no more, man. It's gone. Spoiler.
Oh, they got. How did you
know there was a mole on your taint?
Well, see, that's the thing, Travis.
That's a good question. That is a good question, Travis, because it is not easy to get a good bird's eye view of the taint.
So when I say my taint, it's not really like my taint. It is like right on the crease of like where my leg and the rest of me is.
Oh, like on your inner thigh?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, Travis.
Yeah.
So far, not quite a cyst, not really the taint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you led with a lot of false information here.
So, I mean, when I made the appointment and she asked me what was ailing me, I told her I have a mole on my leg. And that's not totally a lie, but I kind of sprung it on them.
Oh, it was no. Gonna be a whole and that poor doctor, thing. She's like, all right, if you want,
it's a guy doctor. Pants down.
All right, sir, you can just, he's like, Mike, if you don't mind, just pull down your pants and we'll take a look at that mole. And you're like, well, doc, I have to take my underwears off too. Because taint.
Do you use like your shirt to cover up all your bits, or did you grab yourself in your hands and like cup it so he could see, or how did that work?
I'm going to tell you guys the fucking story, okay? I'm going to tell you.
Let me ask you something, Mike, before you get into this. When you pulled down your underwear and you looked at your miserable excuse for a penis, was there a giant piece of lint hanging off of it? And then you just...
Did you tell that story on here, Matt?
Then you just died inside.
when you pulled your underpants down for the doctor, man, and you had a big old piece of lint on your wiener?
I think that I told that.
You did. You did. That's the only reason I know it.
So,
and then
no, Mike had an entire second pair of underwear wrapped around his cock.
It's an embarrassing predicament that I find myself in because I'm called back to the back. Now, I was a little bit annoyed because...
Is this dermatologist in the like a nail salon in the back? You got called to the back. What is this? Is this a strip mall dermatologist?
No, you're like, you're in the lobby. In this case, I had to wait in the hallway because of COVID. I didn't tell you guys the part where I made the appointment like in February and they scheduled it for May.
So
And then I canceled it.
The dermatologist for?
You canceled it?
I canceled it in May because I was like, I don't want to go there because of COVID. And then I called last week and I says to him, hey, I'd like to get that appointment back on the books now that COVID is over. And they said, well, we probably can't get you in until October unless you want to see the assistant. And I was like, oh, well, you know, October's fine. I don't care. I just want to get it back on the books. And they said, well, actually, he has an appointment next week because somebody canceled. And I was like, okay, I'll take that. So it was today. I got in a week. I was supposed to get in a month, Travis, but he had a cancellation. So
not bad. Not bad.
So, I go and they have a big piece of tarp up at the desk. And the lady is talking to me through a little hole in the tarp. And she tells me to go wait out in the hallway until they call me back. So they call me back. And what do you mean they call me? Yeah, they call me back. There's like little office rooms back in the back that the nurse ladies take you to. That's how doctor offices work.
So, also how casting couch works.
Correct.
So the nurse that came and got me had like a student nurse learning to be a nurse.
Oh,
what is happening with that lately? Every single freaking doctor has got a goddamn student lately.
Yeah. And
I
they were
because of COVID. I think because that there weren't any students doing any rounds earlier through the semester. I think that they're like really ramped it up and like, oh, you know, you didn't get your hours in. So you got to do it now.
I feel like it's bad enough when you go into the doctor for anything, especially personal, you know, deeply personal things like taint moles, to have like a second. I know they always ask you if it's okay, but what are you going to say? No, it's not. But it's just uncomfortable to have two people in there gawking at you.
Yeah. I don't think anybody ever says no, because like you'd be a dick if you said no, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
No,
exactly.
I don't want other people in here looking at my taint mole.
Right. They put you in a very precarious situation where they know you're not going to say no, but they figure they better ask you just to cover their ass. And I mean, I'd love to say no one of these times. Right. I really would.
So yeah, Travis, both fairly attractive young female ladies talk about my taint mole.
So you pull out your wanger.
I didn't pull out my wanger, Matt.
So you jerked your throbbing member from its carriage.
So what happened was...
Wait, how did they see it without you getting your member?
I'm talking to the nurse ladies fully clothed. And I'm trying to tell them what's going on so they can write it in their little paper so that the doctor man can come in. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'd say, hey, it's kind of a, you know, like where my leg meets the rest of me. And they figured out what that meant. And yeah. So they want me to put on a gown backwards, you know, and then, you know, I'm sitting there in my gown and they told me to keep my underpants on. So I kept my underpants on. And the doctor, he comes in, he looks at the thing on my back. He says, that's nothing. You know, I'll cut it off if you want to, but you don't need to. And he said, so let's take a look at this, this mole.
Yep.
And so he's digging around in he pulls my underpants to the side so he could look at it. And he goes,
did he gasp? Did he like audibly gasp when he saw it for the first time?
No, but he said, we should probably cut that one off. And he said, you know, I can do that right now if you want to.
So you didn't have to expose your wanger?
No, she's going to light a cane up your shit. And, you know, this gal's going to watch her.
No.
And you just pull your underwear to the side and hold it there so she can do her business without you having to take your underpants off. So then
did you ask how much more it would be if you could take your underpants off.
Right.
Is there an upcharge for me to fully disrobe?
So I'm holding my underwear to the side so that she can stick a needle in my taint mole. And she does it real quick, and then I'm just laying there, you know, with my gown. It's a short gown, and so I'm trying to do my best, and I end up like having like a 15-minute conversation with these two gals while I'm laying there with my goddamn gown thing on. And
that sounds like a nightmare.
Then the fucking the guy comes in. He was in there for like 15 seconds. He fucking walks in. He just grabs the knife and goes, whoop. And he goes, all right. Yeah. Now she's going to stop you from bleeding. So we'll call you in 2 weeks. And then he's out the door.
Yeah.
I swear the guy didn't even break his stride as he walked over, chopped my taint mole off and left.
I feel like that's similar to when I had my my wisdom teeth out last year, because the lady was in there. She, you know, numbed up my whole mouth. And then that doctor came in with that fucking metal bar and just broke my teeth out of my face in less than a minute. And then just, all right, what kind of pain medicine you want? And then get prescribed me ibuprofen, children's ibuprofen. And then walked out of the room.
Is that what kind of pain medication you asked for?
No.
You said, give me the child stuff.
He actually asked me if I had any allergies to any pain medicine. And I said, no. And he said, okay, what pharmacy do you want me to send it to? I gave him the name of the pharmacy. He says, okay, they'll have a prescription ready for you. And then I fucking walk in there and they're like, okay, here's your prescription. And it's liquid fucking ibuprofen.
What a fucking ripoff.
Yeah.
Did he?
It was bubblegum flavored.
Did he know so that that you weren't a child, Matt? I mean, you had the beard, right?
Yeah, I think he knew I wasn't a child.
Huh.
Mm.
Maybe it was the point when he broke my bottom wisdom tooth and I went, ugh.
How curious.
Maybe he thought I was a little bitch then.
I got gassed from my wisdom teeth. Like, they numbed me and gassed me. It was very pleasurable.
Yeah, just numb me. They knocked me the fuck out when they hacked out my wisdom teeth, and then when I woke up, I couldn't taste, Travis.
I remember that. The great taste bud loss. You probably had COVID back then.
Probably
wasn't even this.
Yeah, that's on the list of COVID things, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't even this dental surgery. You had COVID, what, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm. So what's the healing time on that? Did they put a stitch in there or anything, or is it just like a bandage?
Nah, they gave me some goop to put on if I change the band. I just got a Band-Aid, Matt. I have
regular Band-Aid?
A simple Band-Aid, yeah. She stopped the bleeding, and then she put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, and as she's applying pressure to your inner thigh and stopping the bleeding, how are you able to maintain a flaccid member?
Well, and see, I had my hand on my penis at the time, too.
Mm.
I just kind of, you know, kept my hand on my penis. Like the Marky Mark Calvin Klein ad.
Nice.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, when you go to a dermatologist, Travis, all of the people there, they're all old. And so, like, yes, I'm a fat man, and I'm fairly unattractive, and I'm pale, and I got bitch tits, and I got a taint mole. But I was probably the biggest beefcake that came in that day.
Oh, nice.
Oh, don't forget, also, you wear glasses, too.
I do. I wear glasses, and I had a mask on, too. So
did you have paint-colored overalls?
Constantly fogging up my glasses. But, I mean, everybody else in there is like 80, 90. So, I mean, like, you know, by the law of averages, I had to be up on the list.
So did you get a phone? You get them digits?
No. Travis, let me tell you something. There's something you may not know about me. I love music lawsuits. They're like one of my favorite things. And there's a good one that I saw this week, Travis. There's a man. His name is Steve Ronson. He is not. He's not a popular musician, I don't believe. But he has
not related to Mark Ronson.
No. He has a song called Almost that he is claiming was ripped off by that Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, Star Is Born song.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would like you guys to hear it and let me know what you think.
Can't you see I'm falling? I can't feel.
That's the one thing, that those two notes.
He sued them for that. Yeah. Because they went, da, da, da.
Okay.
He does realize there are only so many notes and so many chords. And
that's true.
Yeah, no. He sued him.
Is he suing Bradley Cooper or is he suing the record?
Well, I think Lady Gaga wrote it. I mean, Bradley Cooper, he didn't write anything. He's just
I beg to differ.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's going after everybody. I don't know.
You kind of wonder who you would sue in a situation like that. I mean, is he going after the Gaga or they almost like their LLC? You have to go after the record label.
I don't know, Travis. I don't know. Let's
see, Mike, for something that is such a large passion, I don't expect you to have the answer.
Can't you see that I'm almost home and I can feel?
I guess that's like the whole song. He just does that over and over again. Da da da.
I gotta say, I don't care for that.
No, it's pretty crappy. It's not very good.
That I've been gone too long. Cause every time I'm here, you're always there.
God, turn that off. It gets worse.
Yeah, it's not good. I guess if you make songs, Travis, maybe you get lucky and maybe somebody will make a song that sounds like your song. And then like, you don't have to make good songs. You can just nail people.
Keep making your garbage. Get a settlement out of court.
It's a good trap to get into, I think, is just the trap of making songs and hoping somebody makes a song that sounds like your song.
Hmm.
And I mean, you don't even have to really prove that like they've heard your song or know anything about your song. You just be like, oh yeah, well, I made this song already. And so obviously they heard it.
Give me money.
Give me.
Can you backdate YouTube videos? Can you like hear a song that people like and then go and make a shittier version of that song, then backdate a YouTube video and say, "Hey, look, I uploaded this a year ago. You must have stole my song."
I don't think you can do that, Travis.
Hmm. Put it in an envelope and mail it to yourself. Cheap, the poor man's copyright.
Travis, how many fucking times have we referenced the poor man's copyright on this program?
Probably 400.
We reference the poor man's copyright way too often, I believe. People are going to start to think it's a bit. The poor man's copyright is real, guys.
Yeah, I just want people to...
Well, actually, it may not be real. It may be a wives' tale, Travis. I don't know if the poor man's copyright even really holds up.
I think it's legit. Oh. Maybe.
Let's hope so, or we're going to look like fools.
I've always thought so all my life, going back to elementary school.
We're going
to
look like absolute clowns.
Oh, God, not in this day and age. In these uncertain times, do we really want to look like clowns?
Can't afford it.
No, you really can't. The price is too high.
Travis, speaking of clowns, they tried to boycott Hobby Lobby again. Did you see that one?
Oh, what'd they do this time?
See, Hobby Lobby, somebody took a picture. By the way, I've done this a dozen or so times. I've done it many, many times. You know, they have those big metal letters like you can.
Oh, of course.
Buy like your initials or something and put them on your front porch.
Yeah. What word did a customer put on their shelf?
Well, somebody took a picture and posted it to social media with the hashtag boycott Hobby Lobby because somebody made the metal letters that are just out there in the aisle that anybody can make say anything. It said Trump 2020, I believe, or Vote Trump USA or something. And so everybody said, oh my God, Hobby Lobby is displaying this in their stores. We should boycott them. I know I've sent out pictures. They're probably on our Instagram of me, you know, making the letters say WFOD, making them say,
of course,
Mike, just because, you know, my wife's looking at picture frames at Hobby Lobby and I'm strolling around bored and there's a bunch of letters. Why not make them say goofy stuff? You know, you never know.
Mm-hmm. It's like spelling boobs with a calculator. You're bored in school. You got something to do.
I got a calculator here. You know what's really funny is when you do boobless, Travis.
Oh, that's my favorite one is boobless.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just it's like taking those like marquee signs when people go and like outside of taverns and stuff, if they have them, and they make them spell like fart juice, you know, Tuesdays or whatever like that. It's like, you assume that the business themselves did that?
Probably not.
No, of course not. Bar's not going to call themselves have fart juice Tuesdays.
You just buy a bunch of marquee letters and you can go around and get into all kinds of mischief.
Absolutely.
There's a dollar movie theater that has been closed down for the last couple of months due to COVID, Travis, and their marquee outside says, "Stay at home, be safe, except you, Carol Baskins." I pass it on my way to work and it makes me giggle.
That's pretty funny.
Tiger King news. Travis, do you see Carol Baskin is going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Carol Baskin is going to be on the next season of Dancing with the Stars. I don't know. What kind of world do we live in anymore?
She may have murdered her husband.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I think the family of her husband is currently suing her because she may have murdered him. But hey, she was on a Netflix show.
That'd be like booking like Brandon Dassey on Dancing with the Stars, right? Like, ah, a lot of people's eyes were on this guy. Let's get Brandon Dassey out of jail to do this.
It's funny how much difference a few years makes, Travis, because Carol Baskin, we got her on the phone the day that the news broke that Joe Exotic had hired somebody to try to murder her. Like, we called, Brian called her on the goddamn phone that day.
Yeah. You had the exclusive, like, the day of.
And talked to her for like 10 minutes with her husband. They
and
sat down
husband.
For an exclusive interview on the Dub FOD. And now she's a fucking $300 on Cameo and doing Dancing with the Stars. And you can't get her. Somebody had to trick her into thinking she was going to be on the Tonight Show. It's crazy. It's crazy, this world, Travis.
It really is. It really is. Just these weird fly-by-night, not even, you can't even call them celebrities, like public figures that pop up and disappear so quickly.
Travis, we got to talk about the Jelly Belly guy and that whole fucking scam. But I think that we should take a break first.
Let's do it. Let's take a break. Let's gather ourselves, recompose ourselves, and then come back fresh and new.
Recompose. You know what I'm saying, Matt?
Fresh and new and new and fresh on WFOD.
Yeah, yeah! I'll throw some soup, baby.
It's water. And then they have cans of soup. Soup. And they throw the cans of soup. That's better than a brick because you can't throw a brick. It's too heavy. But a can of soup, you can really put some power into that, right? And then when they get caught, they say, no, this is soup for my family. They're so innocent. This is soup for my family. It's incredible. And you have people coming over with bags of soup, big bags of soup, and they lay it on the ground, and the anarchists take it, and they start throwing it at our cops, at our police. And if it hits you, that's worse than a brick, because it's got force. It's the perfect size. It's like made perfect. And when they get caught, they say, no, this is just soup for my family.
Live.
Internet radio.
Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
New from Amazon, the Alexa Outrage Barometer, an automated third-party source that will give you an unbiased read on whether you should or shouldn't give a fuck.
Alexa, they're selling tickets to a screening of Wonder Woman that's only for women.
The film is being shown on 3,000-plus screens nationwide. Go to a different one.
But it's sexist, right? They're infringing on my rights.
Maybe, but it's ultimately just some broads watching a shitty DC movie. It makes them happy. Why do you give a shit?
Oh. Thanks, Alexa.
The Amazon Alexa Outrage Barometer. Because there's a battle every day. We can help you choose the right ones.
WFOD!
The phone is ringing.
now, another wheelbarrow full of dicks phone scam with the king of pranks, Travis Holtz.
How can I help you?
Hi, I was just calling about that four for $4 deal that you guys have going on. Can you tell me what's included in that?
You get your choice of either the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger or Crispy BLT Chicken Sandwich. It comes with an order of nuggets, fries, and a drink. And your nuggets, you have also a choice of either the spicy or the regular.
Are you able to swap out a small Frosty for the drink?
You sure are.
Oh, that's fantastic. And do you have Coke products or do you carry Pepsi products there? I'm sorry.
We have Coke products, and we also have a freestyle machine, so you can get, like, any flavor of Coke or any other of the flavors.
Oh, so I can put, like vanilla in my Diet Coke?
Yep, we have Diet Coke vanilla. We have orange, lime, grape, strawberry.
That sounds really good. I thank you for your time.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you. You have a good day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. She just got taken by another classic Frank King character.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
And one in Baton Rouge. Dietitian in Austin who thinks that my dick is better than food. Twins in Oakland, one watches 1 pound away. Trainer in Bakersfield keeps her legs open for me just in case. Got an Asian girl who pussies inside out. Catholic virgin thinks anal doesn't count. Dental assistant in Cleveland, my dick still tastes like a mouth, yeah. All the panties drop down whenever I sing. I'm a country legend, I'm the pussy king. I can steal you, lady, like it ain't no thing. Honky-tonk hero, I'm the pussy king.
Charles, what is the Odell Beckham thing?
Boy, do I miss that guy, Wheeler Walker.
Damn. He just disappeared. He put out a greatest hits album, and he deleted his Twitter account because people were giving him shit for trying to get that Covington kid beat up.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, somebody should beat that kid up. And everybody's like, hey, you can't say that. He's a child. I mean,
not realizing that they're talking to a character on Twitter and not a real person.
Yeah,
dummies.
I'd be
like tweeting at Big Bird some kind of bullshit.
He's laying real low, Travis.
Yeah, haven't seen him. It's been quite a while.
So Odell Beckham, he likes to get pooped on.
Well, apparently, I don't know the whole story, but an Instagram model, you know, which are all the rage in news these days, because they do like to claim that they have interactions with celebrities and they get their face on the news for, you know, a 24-hour news cycle. But an Instagram model claims that Odell Beckham Jr., Cleveland Browns wide receiver, is into the scat, likes Ooh. People to take old big old Cleveland steamers on him. Ooh. And she claims that she has he requested this, that she sent him a video of her taking a shit. I guess it was a sext of some sort, but yeah, apparently OBJ likes to get dumped on.
Do you think
for
that's just
sexual kicks.
A power thing to see if they'll do it?
I don't like. I command you to take a dump on me. I mean
to get her to make the video. Did she actually take a dump on him, or was it just this?
No, it was the video thing, but. She did claim. I believe she claimed that she had relations with him where he liked to have that happen.
On his chest?
I don't know if it was on his chest or on his foot or, you know, I don't know. I didn't read too much into it because I have a real problem with anything involving the scat being exchanged.
The
between
duties?
People.
You don't like duties, huh, Trav?
I don't like them being exchanged between two parties. I mean, I have a hard enough time when the vet says, hey, bring a stool sample from your dog so we can test it. I'm not a fan of transporting shit. I'm not a fan of sharing shit. I'm just not into it.
In your close-minded view, Travis, you believe that shit should go in toilets.
Shit should go in toilets. Shit should be a private matter between you and whatever receptacle you're depositing it in. I feel like shit should be a private thing, not to be shared with others.
I mean, what a prude, right, Matt?
I'm taking a hard stance on this, by the way.
Hard stance.
Travis, I have I found a compilation. This is Sight Unseen, but this is Steve Ronson versus almost every famous artist. Somebody made a compilation of other people using this progression that Steve Ronson is suing Lady Gaga for. I close my eyes and I can feel one clear voice. As Demi Lovato. I didn't hear that one. Oh, they're comparing other parts of his song too.
Yeah.
Okay. Only fools rush in. Yeah.
King, baby.
That's pretty funny. There's
a lot of artists ripped that guy off.
Travis.
Sounds pretty similar to Bread of Shame too. Bread of Shame.
At the time of the lawsuit being filed, that song on SoundCloud had 300 listens.
Oof. What's it at now?
Probably more. But
310 maybe?
Yeah. So you would have to make the argument.
All 10 of the new listens are from lawyers trying to figure out how to fucking get this guy out of their hair.
Lady Gaga was one of those 300. Mm-hmm. Travis, so there is a man. And his name is, what's the guy's fucking name? One thing I didn't write down, David Klein.
And you could have just called him Jim Jellybelly.
Jimmy Jellybelly?
Yeah.
Now, Travis, Jim Jellybelly, he's a 73-year-old man. He's elderly. And 44 years ago, he had a good idea. And that was to make a different kind of jelly bean. It was like, okay, we're going to make jelly beans, but we're going to make them a little different. And so he made Jelly Bellies in 1976. They were not popular for a while.
Not till Ronald Reagan showed his love for them, correct?
He tricked some newspapers into doing stories on them, and then they started getting a little bit more popular. So he sold the company in 1980. So he actually was the Jelly Belly man for 4 years and then sold it. And they paid him $10,000 a month for 20 years. It was a total of $5 million, which really isn't very much.
No, not knowing what the Jelly Belly empire is now. That is a pittance.
He was making 10 grand a month, which is pretty good.
I like that.
He started some, other candy store place, and he had like a bunch of other candies, all of which are fucking stupid. If you look at his website, he has like the dumbest fucking, like he has something called a blood clot that I think like you put it in your mouth and like it dissolves and makes your mouth red.
Well, that's gross.
It looks pretty gross. It doesn't look great.
Can I be honest with you about something?
What?
Fucking hate jelly beans.
Not a big fan of the jelly beans.
You don't even like Starburst jelly beans?
Oh, I hate Starburst. I think Starburst are one of the worst candies.
What's wrong with Starburst, Matt?
They're all the flavors except for pink are bad, and then
red is good too. I like red.
And then it's boring. Tropical. After fucking one of them, and then they try to make you think they come out with these different flavors, and they're not. They're all the same. Fucking hate Starburst.
Matt, this fucking
Skittles suck ass too.
This fucking dickhead. He's a 73-year-old man. He's probably looking to get out. And he puts out a press release that every goddamn publication just puts out because, it's fun. This is a fun thing. And they all say, the Jelly Belly founder is going to give away his factory like Willy Wonka. Well, first of all, he doesn't own Jelly Belly anymore. He hasn't owned Jelly Belly since 1980. What's that, fucking 40 years ago?
Yeah, it's how old I am.
So, motherfucker, he's doing a contest.
So he's giving away the blood clot factory?
Yeah, the shitty one. His next great idea that nobody fucking wants.
The fuck is a blood clot?
It looks bad, Matt. I wouldn't recommend his blood clot candy because you don't need to make your mouth red. You're an adult. And kids don't either.
Oh, I see. So this is the novelty candy that literally just makes your mouth.
Yeah. Fuck him and his new candy. He had one good idea 44 years ago, man.
And he sold it for a pauper's pocket lint.
So
$5
million. Listen to this, Travis.
He wouldn't. What an idiot.
He has a golden ticket that he is hiding in every state. 1,000 people can pay $50 to get the hint of where the golden ticket is in your state. So if you pay $50, you can be one of 1,000 people that gets the clue. And then whoever gets the golden ticket in your state gets $5,000.
What's the clue? What does that lead to?
The clue leads to where he hid the golden ticket in your state. So, okay, that's 50 times 1,000. So that's $50,000 per state. He's giving out a $5,000 prize in every state. So that's $45,000 he's pocketing times 50 states, which is $2.25 million. And then one lucky winner from one of the states gets to win his shitty Candyman store. They're not paying $2.25 million for it, but that's how much he's making.
It's actually not a bad idea. It's just buying into a lottery for a chance to win the business.
They actually did something like that around here with a tavern in one of these little pissant towns that surround me where somebody was retiring and they wanted out of their bar business. And they did the exact same thing where they essentially raffled off the business. It was like, I don't even know how much it was, like $250 a ticket. There were so many tickets and it ended up being like, $225,000 or something like that, which essentially just buy my business. Probably for more than it's worth. It's like crowdfunding the sale of your business.
Travis, this goddamn candy store that he's given away is not worth $2.25 million.
Well, and it's not really, you're not really giving anything away, right? Like you're selling a business that you then have to maintain and pay taxes on.
Right. I would assume
necessarily
that
have
whoever
the to run,
whoever this magic Charlie is who wins the chocolate factory probably needs to get a good lawyer.
Like a really good lawyer. And is he leasing this space or does he own it? You know, is it just here's the leftover candy and the tax burden and the lease that you pay every month? This just sounds awful.
Klein, who's no longer affiliated with Jelly Belly, says hidden in every state is a golden ticket. In this case, a necklace. giving people a chance to win $5,000.
We're going to have the ultimate treasure hunt where the winner will be receiving a key to our candy, one of our candy factories.
But they're really pushing the Jelly Belly thing, and then just kind of like in the fine print, they're like, "Oh, by the way, this isn't Jelly Belly."
Glossing over the fact that it's like nothing.
This guy fucking made Jelly Belly, and you can win the keys to his factory, which is not Jelly Belly because he doesn't own it anymore.
He makes zombie gummy eyeballs. And those bats, those black bats that nobody wants because you can't really chew them and they don't taste like anything. That's what he actually makes. But he founded Jelly Bellies.
Yeah, you can now own your very own probably failing shit candy store. Crime scene candy, blood and blood clots. 12 tubes of crime scene candy in our drippy blood liquid and our blood clots. They're wild cherry flavored, Matt.
It's
for the kid. It comes in like a test tube vial. That was his next big idea. Sandy candy edible sand art. Yeah, you can own that. You can just get right into business. You just what you do is you drive around and you look for the golden ticket. So then you can buy zombie poop. That's another and lemon dudes. pig boogers, dragon boogers, Uncle Ernie's candy ashes. These are the worst candies I've ever heard, Travis. So
essentially, he just makes the kind of candies that you redeem your tickets for at like Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
Or like an arcade.
Unicorn poop, zombie pee. These are gross. What is this guy's fucking problem?
Zombie pee?
Zombie pee, yeah. That's trademarked, by the way, Matt, so don't even think about it. They all have the little TM after them, so, you know.
Oh, I bet you he sent a letter to himself.
I got this great idea, Travis, for some zombie pee. This is liquid. It's yellow. It's just lemon flavored, but we'll write zombie pee on it because zombies are so hot right now, right?
Fuck this guy and his stupid. I don't know, Travis. Do you think that we should pay the $50?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, of course.
Maybe it's not bad.
$50. I mean, you drop that. If you win a candy store, you win a candy store.
Be pretty good content for like Instagram.
The gram.
Just won this candy store full of zombie poop and pee.
Yeah, I want to know how they prove that. And I mean, it's one per state. So really, like, if everybody gets the clue at the same time, it's just whoever the clue's nearest, probably, right?
I would assume so.
Yeah, and then you win.
Who's ever most familiar with that area?
Yeah. Stupid.
It's like an amazing race.
And all these goddamn news agencies. I saw a million people posting about this goddamn treasure hunt today.
I hope nobody buys a ticket, to be honest.
Fucking Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is broke as shit. He's not paying $50 for nothing. You give it to a poor, Travis, they'll appreciate it.
Exactly.
You just walk the key over to some poor and you say, "Hey, man, you now own the trademark for dragon boogers." And he'll be so fucking tickled pink, Travis.
Yeah, and what a gift that is.
Right. Now you own it. It's yours. Here's the keys. I'm retiring. I don't need the $2.25 million. Jelly Belly paid me for 20 years. And I'm going to die soon. I'm 73.
Yeah. His time is definitely coming to an end.
Feel
that. I was bothered by this story in the first place, but now after discussing it, I'm bothered more.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? Have you seen recently? I've seen this like reposted several times on social media about the beer pitcher that has a section where you put ice in it, and they're acting like this hasn't existed.
Well, people are like thinking that's some kind of new thing.
Yeah, like the
double-walled thing that you can put in the freezer.
It's a picture of a pitcher. Says this pitcher with a separate section for ice, and then it says this person is living in 2050. Like, I feel like I've seen that pitcher in the last 10, 12 years.
So you put it in the freezer longer. And freeze all the ice, and then you can take it out and fill it up with something else.
No, there's like a compartment inside the pitcher.
Yeah.
That you screw off the top, you dump ice in it, you screw back the top on, and then you dump beer in it to keep the beer cold.
Right.
Huh.
This has been a thing for all of the years.
Yeah, it doesn't
ever seem... ever since I've been going to the tavern and ordering pitchers of beer, that has existed.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it for some time.
So this is like a new meme. Like people are just like discovering these things.
Yeah, yeah. And it says this person is living in 2050.
I know, like it's like some futuristic thing.
I need to see what Uncle Ernie's candy ashes look like. Like, do they deliver it to you in like an urn?
I bet it's a little urn. That's why it's called Uncle Ernie's.
Uncle Ernie's candy ash. Oh my god!
I mean, that pun is actually pretty cool.
Okay, so it is not in an urn. It's in the same shitty like test tube, like the blood clots and all the other.
Oh, what the!
It is, yeah. It comes out looking just like ash, though.
Yeah, it's like
black. I mean, what a lost opportunity. You called it Uncle Ernie's. Put it in a goddamn urn.
Yeah, I mean, he bought a bunch of test tubes.
There's a picture of an urn on the label. Boy, that label is just trash looking, though. Like, it looks like something somebody's making in their basement.
Yeah, he is. And you can own it, Matt, for the low cost.
Is he also making toxic waste?
Do you see zombie boogers? Formula P. You're in for a treat. Sour liquid candy.
You're in for a treat?
Is
he also making a breast milk candy?
This guy sucks.
It's the breast. This is the breast milk candy you'll ever have.
Spermies, the candy you love to swallow.
I hope he fails. I hope nobody signs up for his stupid contest, and he fails. And he has to
camel balls.
He has to still go into his shitty candy store, like
sell toe jam.
Yeah, he has to keep coming up with stupid, gross out ideas and tell people every day. I created Jelly Bellies. And nobody cares.
Little plastic toe, gooey candy in it. Toe jam.
This guy sucks. Travis, do you have a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know?
It's certainly not this guy and his stupid Willy Wonka thing.
Travis.
I hate him.
You think he's got a family that is disowned themselves from him because of this stupid candies that he's made in the last 30 years?
Yeah, be like,
oh, fuck, every Thanksgiving they're like, ugh.
Hey man, how about you come up with like a
coming over? He's gonna bring Jelly Bellies,
like a good idea.
Shit candies.
You remember like when you had good ideas? Do that.
I.e. the one good idea.
He's like, zombie boogers. They're green.
Guys, I came up with a new candy, and I wanted to bring it out here for Christmas get together here, and I wanted you guys all to be the first to try these toenails. They're toenail. They look like toenails. They taste just actually like a toenail, but with a little sugar on them. Okay, try that, guys. We don't want your fucking candy.
Oh, let me guess, Uncle Jimmy Jellybelly. I bet you put that candy in a test tube and printed off the label on your laser jet.
Oh, how did you know?
Remember when he brought out the fucking nipples last year? Oh, that was the worst.
Chewy nipples.
Chewy nipples, yeah.
I want to know what Candyman Kitchens looks like. Does it look like just like a shitty, rundown old place? It just looks like a storefront. It just looks like a shitty storefront in a shopping mall.
Why? Yeah, strip mall where most of the stores have like closed, down.
It's in Florida.
There's a Goodwill next to it.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
What's it called again?
Candyman Kitchens.
It's a piece of shit in Florida. Putnam County, Florida.
Right. And you can own it if you participate in giving him $2 million.
It looks like it should be tore down, actually. Like, it shouldn't go to somebody else, that the city should just bulldoze it.
I hate this guy, Travis.
I'm going to tell you something. When you go to his website, if
that doesn't... Is that supposed to be him?
If that doesn't scream pedophile.
Oh, it is definitely... pedophilia.
It's not even in a strip. Okay, it's a standalone building.
It's a shithole. It's in a big ass parking lot that's not maintained.
Yeah, like they definitely need to do some work on the parking lot for sure. That parking lot looks like you fucking get stuck in it.
Can I read the about us?
Please do.
It's in a neighborhood, Matt.
My name is David Klein. And I have the honor of being known as the original inventor and the first person to dream up the idea for the product Jelly Belly Jelly Beans. Back in 1976, I owned Garvey Nut and Company. I came up with the idea for a new type of jelly bean, Jelly Belly, and asked a candy company to make a starter batch for me from the concept I created.
I'm not going to read the rest of it. But the whole thing is about Jelly Belly.
Can I read you a question from the FAQ?
Yes.
About Candyman Kitchens?
Question. Are you the manufacturer of Sandy Candy, registered trademark, the original sand art you can eat, TM?
Did somebody ask that, Travis?
Yep.
That's a frequently asked question.
People ask him that all the time. They're like, Hey, Dave, did you make this sandy candy?
The original sand art you can eat? The answer is yes. We are the original and only manufacturer and have been for over 23 years. We've been copied by others, but we are the original and still the best.
You mean somebody else is knocking off sandy candy?
I guess. It's such a great concept.
Is it just a bag of sugar?
Do we know anybody in Florida that can just light this place on fire?
Travis, you're gonna get Wheeler Walkered here.
Hey, what is
this? It's a comedy show. We don't really want to burn the place down. Unless we know somebody there.
I mean, come on, of course not.
We got quick links down here. Watch David's documentary for free on YouTube.
Oh,
Matt, this is an hour and 16 minutes long.
Matt, isn't Fun Dip sand you can eat? I mean, that's what Fun Dip is, isn't it?
I think it's candy a little more. Candyman tells the amazing story of David Klein, an eccentric candy inventor from L.A.
This place is a piece of shit. It needs a new roof, Travis. It looks terrible.
It's a dump. Just so you know, at the very bottom of the frequently asked questions, there is an asterisk. If you've been offered sandy candy packages by anyone other than us, please let us know.
Travis, let me ask you a question.
The sandy candy.
Your grandfather leaves you this in his will. Oof. Do you move down to Florida and run this place?
No, you sell it to like the cartel to run their fucking dope out of.
I mean, like,
here you can have it cheap.
Whose passion would be to run this shithole? It's terrible. Guys, if you're listening, look up the Google Street View of Candyman Kitchens in Florida. It looks terrible.
I like this frequently asked question. What is the shelf life of Sandy Candy? Now, see, the only people that are asking that are the idiots that bought it and put it on the shelves in their stores. Yeah. They're like, fuck, this is not going anywhere.
Yeah, how long can we keep this here?
Yeah, the answer to your question is 3 years. So 3 year shelf life.
Huh. What is that next to? Is that like an animal shelter or is that like a Kiwanis club right next to?
I don't know, but you think if we call this number, fucking Candyman himself answers?
Hi, this is David Klein.
Oh.
Hi, can I get David Klein, please? Yeah, hold on a second.
Travis, it's a pediatrician's office next door.
I know. I got the best idea. We'll talk off air.
David Klein. Hello, this is David Klein, creator of Jelly Belly.
Hi, David Klein. Are you the original creator of Sandy Candy?
Mm-hmm. Just ask all the questions off the FAQ.
Yeah, that's actually a really great idea.
Just every question off the FAQ.
David, good question. Are there any peanuts in your candy art products? Well, you can go to the FAQ on our website, but no. Our factory makes other products that contain nuts, though.
What I was really calling for, first and foremost, besides these questions, I wanted to let you know that somebody offered to sell me Sandy candy, and it wasn't you.
Oh, my God. Who did that? Who was it? Do you have a name? What did they look like? What were they wearing when they tried to sell it to you? Can I get your name and social security number, please?
Travis, they used to have. It looks like they used to have a drive-through window on the side of Candyman Kitchens, but then, like, I guess just nobody used it, so they just decided, fuck it, and they closed up the drive-through window.
This is like a weird county. There's like nothing for what it looks like miles, and then it's just a neighborhood with these two commercial buildings in the worst kept lot I've ever seen.
Now, the backyard between the house behind it and Candyman Kitchens, it looks like it's all connected. Do you think that David Klein lives in this shitty house behind?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you imagine winning the candy store and having that bastard showing up all the time?
Oh, yeah.
That's not where I would put the zombie boogers.
Travis, he'll probably move because, he just made $2.25 million.
Yeah, that's true. Get something with some beachfront.
Yeah. I mean, you can get something better than this. Or maybe he just wants to, live an honest life in this. Oh, my God, Travis. I don't think this is it.
Huh?
I think we've been shitting on the wrong place, Travis.
No.
Because it says...
Candyman Kitchens in Florida.
Way and he to go. Said
low-cost spay and neuter clinic.
Can I read this review on Yelp for Candyman Kitchens?
Please.
Travis, I think we've been looking at the wrong place.
That can't be right. It's Candyman Kitchens, and he said he moved to Florida from California in his FAQ.
Oh,
go
no.
ahead, Matt. Read it.
This is a 3-star review from April 5th, 2017. The store is closed empty. After researching, I found the David Klein and his partner sold Jelly Belly for $5 million in 1980. They had no compete clause contract for 20 years. Candyman Kitchens may have survived, but he started it in the year 2000. People are more health conscious now and limit their sugar intake more than 20, 30 years ago. Best wishes to you, David. What the fuck is that review?
I don't get that at all.
That's kind of creepy, right?
Travis, I think that Candyman Kitchens also spades and neuters pets.
That's a side hustle.
That's the only explanation that I can come up with.
Oh, have you been approached by anyone to buy a competing product when you asked for Sandy Candy? Please contact us to let us know the details. This must be his. This must be the flagship.
Are you
candy.
Looking at the Clearwater address?
Yeah. It's Spain
says closed.
Oh, no, actually, Candyman Kitchens, it doesn't look that bad, guys. I mean, it doesn't look great. It looks like a store.
Well, what the hell? What were we looking at?
We were looking at a crime scene, I believe, Travis.
Oh.
That.
Well, see, that makes sense because.
Yeah, guys, disregard the last half hour of the show.
I got confused by got crime scene candy, so.
Makes way sense. To go, dickheads. No.
All right, we're done with this.
Yeah. this basically looks like a party city, Travis. You got a pick of the week?
Yeah, my pick of the week is The Vow, the new documentary series on HBO going deep inside the NXIVM cult, which was brought to the public eye because the Smallville gal was recruiting people into this sex cult. It's 3 episodes deep. It's intriguing, leaves you on the edge of your seat at the end of every episode. Cannot wait to watch the next episode. The Vow on HBO is my pick of the week.
The Vow. Matt, pick of the week?
My pick of the week is going to be Sandy Candy.
Oh, no.
I don't think I can
sure
say
it's
this
the original,
any
Matt?
Than Terry Bickman, Bickmore Parson. She says that David Klein is the Candyman. Original Sandy Candy is fun.
Very nice.
Guys, pick of the week. I haven't watched it yet, so I don't even know if it can be my pick of the week, but it will be. There's a documentary out called Feels Good Man. Hey, have you heard about that at all, Travis?
No, I have not.
So what it is it's the fucking the Pepe the Frog.
Oh yeah.
So fucking Pepe the Frog is made by this effeminate artist fella. That it's not what it ended up being. You know?
No, they co-opted the shit out of that.
Right. And so this guy, it's about this artist and like how fucking crazy it is that this, you know, fairly tame, friendly little frog man became like a crazy alt-right meme. And like, you know, how he's reacting to that. And if you just watch the fucking trailer of it, it looks great. And I plan on watching it. It's like a $5 rental or something. So, yeah, Feels Good Man. I'll go ahead and say that's my fucking pick of the week, guys. So.
Oh, yeah, this place doesn't look so bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look that bad. It looks okay. So, guys, we did it. We'll do it again next week. Drunk should be back next week, so if you're looking forward to that, that's coming. So.
What kind of candy you want?
Thanks, guys. Bye. Bye.
Gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man. Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you.
Why did this picture come up, Matt? This awful, terrible picture.
I don't know. And that's the official Google thing when you have Candyman Kitchens in Florida.
I mean, like, if I were this man, I would be really mad at Google for making that the picture that came up. Because, like, people, you know, he's trying to grift people into giving him $50. Well, who's going to give him $50?
For that shithole.
For this place.
We have just been notified.
The worst looking place ever.
By a manufacturer of fun shapes that their minimum order will be so large that we are being forced to discontinue them. Consequently, we are offering a special on them, which is first come, first served till they're all gone. These retail at street fairs or events for $6 each, which includes the Sandy Candy to fill them with. Good deal.
Sandy Candy. Fuck Sandy. Fuck this guy. I hate him.
He didn't even make it.
He didn't
Sandy
make
Candy?
Candy? Important announcements coming next week regarding Sandy Candy. Licensee partners and our new machine. Sandy Candy is the original edible sand art created by my daughter 24 years ago. We know we've been copied, but appreciate the loyalty of people who realize The original is always the best.
Maybe he should put it in better containers and people won't think that it's just some shit face in his garage putting a bunch of sugar in a tube.
This is the Candyman, first in a series of what really happened. I wanted to have a vanilla jelly belly. I took one look at it and decided that cream soda sounded more gourmet, so it became cream soda. Speaking of gourmet, the first time I had a roll of labels printed saying gourmet, the printer spelled it gourmet. To be continued. It was never continued.
Huh. How are we ever going to get
so the next you piece lied of that to the people? It was a vanilla jelly belly, but you called it cream soda?
Yeah. It doesn't seem like he updates that page very often, but I would really like you to DM him and say, could you please continue this story?
Oh, Travis, I'm going to do it for you right now.
For 2016. 2018. Yeah. I thought you were going to continue.
Still waiting for an update. Thanks in advance.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
The Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious.
Now you talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes.
For listening to this installment of WFOD, join us live every Tuesday night at 9/8 Central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at the Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Yes, the Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
A Candyman, a Candyman, a Candyman.
Makes the world taste good.
A Candyman, a Candyman, a Candyman.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.